Greetings, friends. This is John Haspel, and I am the Dhamma teacher at Cross River Meditation Center in Frenchtown, New Jersey. The podcast will begin in a moment. Please visit crossrivermeditation.com for additional podcasts, Dhamma articles, and a calendar of our weekly classes and monthly and yearly retreats. We rely on donations from our listeners to provide these talks. If you find this talk helpful in developing your understanding of the Dhamma, please consider a donation at crossrivermeditation.com. Thank you, and enjoy the talk. So it's gotten a little bit late in the morning, so I'm going to forego the fire discourse, if you don't mind, but it's in the back of the book. I would suggest you read it. It's the Buddha's discourse on clinging that he gave to 1,000 or so monks, and that's even remarkable. I guess I'm going to talk about it a little bit. This was 1 month after the Buddha started teaching, and he had 1,000 monks listening to his Dhamma. And it is said that once he got done with the short discourse, they all awakened. They all understood clinging. It's quite a remarkable story. And I'm not going to read that and talk about that because I want to talk about something else that is significant that's come up. But first, I'd like to ask you, please don't take this as any kind of directive. If you feel like you'd like to do it, please do it. I'd like to ask you to go onto the website, to the Sangha page, and comment on the retreat. And if you could, if you find the book helpful and effective, please go to Amazon and write a review. If you think it's hogwash, keep it to yourself. Denise brought up something, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, Denise. You brought up a very important and significant idea. Where's love? Where's love in the Buddhist teaching? And that's been a subject of some debate and some concern over the years. There's been many articles and short books even written about it. Jack Kornfeld has a really good book called Wisdom of the Heart that kind of addresses this in a certain way. The Buddha, as far as I know and as far as most scholars know, did not talk about love directly. He did not... And so what you can gather from what was the Buddha's feeling about love is that he didn't see it as an action, he didn't see it as an object. He saw love as an awakened state of a human being. And so what he taught was a way to put aside greed, hatred, and delusion so that we'd be naturally loving people. An awakened human being is naturally loving. All the attributes that you would apply to someone who's loving is an awakened human being. And a thought, I know there's a few students of the Course in Miracles here, and this thought hit me. I believe it's the opening line, but you could correct me. In the Course in Miracles, it says, miracles occur naturally as expressions of love. When miracles do not occur, actually I think it says, when they do not occur, something has gone wrong. The Buddha recognized that as wrong view. We're not seeing things clearly. His entire Dhamma is to, Matt talked about wiping the dust off the mirror till there's no more mirror. His whole Dhamma is to wipe those specks of delusion out of our eyes that are caused by clinging, caused by ignorance, and to see things clearly. And then we'll naturally be loving beings. We can't be anything else. But if we don't take to the Dhamma, we're going to be too confused to really express total love, total compassion. We can all express aspects of love. My parents were very loving people. They weren't awakened, but they showed us great love. I had to learn that on my own. I continually say, the most loving thing I can do for myself and for all sentient beings is to take to the Dhamma and awaken. And why is that? Because the first thing that's most important is I will cease causing anybody any harm. I'll cease contributing to the general confusion, delusion, suffering in the world. And then, as an awakened human being by my very presence, I can do the most loving thing, which is what the Buddha did, which is in some way lead people to end their own suffering. Everybody, every human being wants one thing, but they just don't know how to go about it, and that one thing is lasting peace and happiness. It's what motivates everyone. It's what motivates from ignorance, greed, hatred, and delusion. From an awakened mind, it motivates great love. So Denise, thank you so much for bringing that up and making me make a point of where it is, because it is. We, besides wanting to be happy, we're human beings, we want to be loving human beings. The most loving thing we can do is to take to the Dhamma. I think you all got a pretty good introduction. Well, not many of you have been with me for a while. But understand that it's within the Eightfold Path, like Joy said, that we find that awakening occurs. The most loving thing we can do is to take to the Dhamma. I think that's enough of a retreat. I think we've gotten everything we can get out of this. So let's finish with metta. Metta itself, it was either Lisa or Deb that mentioned that metta is a meditation on non-clinging. To forego ill will, to truly wish loving kindness for others and ourselves, is a pure expression of non-clinging, of being empty of clinging. It's also a pure expression of love. So let's find a relaxed, meditative, comfortable position. Keeping your back straight but not stiff. Ears aligned with your shoulders, nose aligned with your navel. And again, take a moment to become aware of the sensation of breathing in your body. Become mindful of your breath. And allow that mindfulness of your breath to bring your minds into the present moment. And in metta, the first object of our meditation is always ourselves. And generating feelings of deep love and compassion for the object of our meditation. May I be filled with love and kindness. May I be well. May I be peaceful and at ease. May I be happy. May I be filled with love and kindness. May I be well. May I be peaceful and at ease. May I be happy. May I be filled with love and kindness. May I be well. May I be peaceful and at ease, and may I be happy. And now bring to mind those that you care deeply for. In generating feelings of love and compassion for the objects of our meditation, may they be filled with love and kindness. May they be well. May they be peaceful and at ease. May they be happy. May they be filled with love and kindness. May they be well. May they be peaceful and at ease. May they be happy. May they be filled with love and kindness. May they be well. May they be peaceful and at ease. May they be happy. And now bring to mind those that you feel neutral about. In generating those same feelings of deep love and compassion for the objects of our meditation, may they be filled with love and kindness. May they be well. May they be peaceful and at ease. May they be happy. May they be filled with love and kindness. May they be well. May they be peaceful and at ease. May they be happy. May they be filled with love and kindness. May they be well. May they be peaceful and at ease. May they be happy. And now bring to mind those you may be in conflict with, difficult relationships, and generating those same feelings of deep love and compassion for the objects of our meditation. May they be filled with love and kindness. May they be well. May they be peaceful and at ease. May they be happy. May they be filled with love and kindness. May they be well. May they be peaceful and at ease. May they be happy. May they be filled with love and kindness. May they be well. May they be peaceful and at ease. May they be happy. And now bring to mind each other on retreat this weekend and all the other members of our Sangha. And extend your awareness outside of this room, across our community, across our planet, across all creation, to include all sentient beings. And generating feelings of deep love and compassion for all sentient beings. May all sentient beings be filled with love and kindness. May all sentient beings be well. May all sentient beings be peaceful and at ease. May all sentient beings be happy. May all sentient beings be filled with love and kindness. May all sentient beings be well. May all sentient beings be peaceful and at ease. May all sentient beings be happy. May all sentient beings be filled with love and kindness. May all sentient beings be well. May all sentient beings be peaceful and at ease. May all sentient beings be happy. And this concludes our Dhamma practice. Thank you all. Peace. One more thing. I didn't formally thank Matt and Denise for their incredible contribution. You've made an ordinary retreat extraordinary, both of you. So let's clean up and have some lunch. Oh, they all get stacked in that corner. The chairs get folded and put into that back closet. Oh, yeah. And Charlie, thank you so much for all the photos.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, the three of us. Thank you for listening. For more Dhamma talks and articles, please visit crossrivermeditation.com. We rely on donations from our listeners to provide these talks. If you have found this talk helpful in developing your understanding of the Dhamma, please consider a donation at crossrivermeditation.com. This talk is copyrighted and is made available under Creative Commons 4.0 license. Please visit crossrivermeditation.com for use and distribution information. Peace.